Two new Japanese-made cars are selling very well on the American market, Infiniti and Lexus. They've also gotten a lot of attention because of their ads. Commentator Leslie Savin analyzes their messages.
You have a natural unconscious rhythm when you drive, a flow of intentional and unintentional movement as you settle in behind the wheel and accelerate to cruising speed, as you tune the radio and grip the steering wheel. Now, a true luxury car can anticipate those movements, accommodate them, respond easily and predictably to them. That's the nature of Infiniti.
There have been an amazing number of Infiniti ads, 29 since August. The idea has been to whop us with tranquility. Instead of showing the car, the ads focus on a simple nature scene, a flock of geese or raindrops hitting a pond. During a night of TV yakety-yak, the spots are a sensual break. And because the product that inspires this unconventional format is rarely seen, we're supposed to imbue it with a certain majesty. But then the narrator goes and ruins it. With the forced calm of a cult member, he keeps jabbering in ad after ad about philosophy. He finds Zen-like clarity in $40,000 sedans. He just won't shut up. Like Toyota's new Lexus car, Infiniti is supposed to be a new category of automobile, functional luxury. The Lexus ads are more traditional, shots of cars hugging mountain roads while a voiceover pumps the message.
6 years ago, a new car maker called Lexus began a relentless pursuit of luxury, of performance, and of safety. Introducing the Lexus LS400 luxury sedan. Lexus, the result of a relentless pursuit of perfection.
Lexus is appealing to desire and snobbery. Infiniti appeals to humility and snobbery. It's targeting neo-traditionalists, people whose household income may be $100,000, but who are, as an Infiniti man explains, more concerned with intrinsic kinds of values. That's fortunate, because the Infiniti cars don't look very special, nothing like the high-gloss glamour of a Mercedes. Better for them to sell inner luxury to inner-directed people. There's one surefire way to pry these new traditionalists from their wads: art. Art-wise, the ads are Hiroshige meets Michael Stedman. The new traditionalists, as opposed to the nouveau riche, know that ostentatious wealth is spiritual poverty, so they're flattered by ads that presume their love of simplicity. Amidst all this phoniness, there's one idea that actually rings true: the notion of man and machine unity. To illustrate that feeling, car advertising commonly uses images of sex or power. But even more alluring to the safe sex generation is the promise of Satori, or spiritual enlightenment. It may seem brave to flaunt such a Japanese style while politicians and the media are still bashing that country over its economic superiority. But these ads allude to a safer, ancient Japan, to the humble little country where people spend all day raking rocks. And anyway, the campaign really wants to give us spiritual permission to accept the not particularly Japanese idea, but the very upwardly mobile idea of luxury. Maybe the best antidote to these ads would be to have that pink mechanical bunny that Energizer Batteries is using march across the screen and kick the narrator in the Shinto.
Leslie Savin writes about advertising for The Village Voice.